Member FDIC.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. If you're not able to listen in your car or in your home, you can always stream it live on your computer by going to www.money1260.com. Also, don't forget, you can download any of our previous shows that are all archived for you for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and just click on the archive show section. We have all of our shows from the last 2 years archived there for you. Got a really good lineup for today's show. Just got a lot of very interesting topics to talk about. Usually have a special guest. I don't have a special guest today, but I just have a host of different topics related to health and wellness. Some of the things are very new stuff that's going on in the news right now related to health and wellness, and I just think it brings up a lot of really interesting topics. And, you know, where I want to start off is talking about some of the aspects and issues going on recently with Avandia and this diabetes medication that has recently been under a huge amount of scrutiny. And basically, why I want to bring this up is because it tells the story of a commonly and all too commonly told story of what happens in our health industry that can potentially harm people as consumers. So for those of you who don't know what's going on, Avandia is an extremely popular diabetes drug. Now, as you all probably know, diabetes, specifically type 2 diabetes, is a huge epidemic on the rise in our country related to obesity and being overweight. Our children are starting to have and show early onset of type 2 diabetes, earlier than we've ever seen before, because childhood obesity rates are absolutely skyrocketing. So Avandia, of course, is a very popular drug. It's produced by GlaxoSmithKline, a large pharmaceutical producing company. And, I mean, just to give you an idea, in 2006, Avandia sales were reaching $3.2 billion. One of their rival drugs, Actos, which does a very similar thing, when that came on the market and some other scrutiny about Avandia came to light a few years ago, Avandia sales are down. I think in 2009 it was $1.2 billion. But the issue here is that recent evidence has shown that Avandia, although it does work for diabetes, significantly increases the rate of heart attacks and basically ischemic damage to the heart when it's being used. Now, this isn't solely an issue of the action of the drug, because Actos, the competitor, works just as well without the negative effects on the heart. Now, the reason why I want to bring this story up is because it is a classic story of deception due to gain profits. And GlaxoSmithKline is basically being accused of burying evidence and hiding evidence that they knew from their research studies years ago, pointing out that Avandia caused serious risk to the heart. And there's a lot of really interesting information and a lot of really interesting stories out there about how the drug companies use their power and use their influence to basically try and suppress these kind of information. And what's interesting is that the regulatory agency that is supposed to be protecting us from these deceptive practices. Now, I can understand a company. I can't understand it because I could never do it. You know, for the bottom line, you could see how a company would lie to improve their bottom line, right? I mean, I don't agree with it. I don't condone it. But you could see how somebody with the wrong moral justification could do that. That aside, there is supposed to be a regulatory agency set up by the government. And the government, as you know, is funded by our tax dollars and is supposed to be unbiased to large capitalistic corporations. Their job is to protect us as citizens of this country. That is what they are charged with, and they do that with the money that we pay them with from our taxes to protect us. The FDA does not do a good enough job of regulating some of these pharmaceutical issues that are coming up and regulating these companies that have huge amounts of influence. And in this instance, the FDA is also potentially being accused by this report from the Senate Finance Committee that came out a couple days ago of putting public safety at risk. And, you know, this is where it comes to light, where the deceptive practices of some of these pharmaceutical companies wielding their huge amount of influence. There are doctors that have brought to light some of these aspects of Avandia years ago. And Dr. Nissen, who was from the Cleveland Clinic, really carried out a lot of studies on Avandia and was one of the first physicians to actually see some of these issues coming to light regarding Avandia and heart disease. And when he came to, when he wanted to bring this to light, GlaxoSmithKline met with him and used some pretty intimidating tactics to try and convince him not to bring that research to light. Now, what's interesting is GlaxoSmithKline, this isn't the first time they've done this. Back in, I believe it was, not quite sure, it was in 2004, GlaxoSmithKline was sued by the former New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer over the company's failure to publicize a study that helped to reveal that antidepressants, and some of the antidepressants they were producing, could lead children and teenagers to engage in suicidal behavior. So now we know that that's going on. This is what's called a black box warning that the FDA has employed on antidepressants, that using antidepressants, specifically the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the SSRIs, which are the most common class of antidepressants, we know that when they're used in children and teenagers, it increases the rate of suicide. Again, this evidence was buried by this company for years and years and years in an effort to try and make the drug appear safer for a wider variety of people. And it just really goes to show that your health is only in your control. You know, there are so many other examples of how drug companies have manipulated data and hidden data from the public, from doctors, to try and make their drugs look more attractive. And the regulatory agency that's supposed to keep a very close watch on them to protect the consumers has not been doing necessarily a good enough job of doing that. So it's really up to you to decide and to understand what you need to do for your own health. You know, the FDA did it again with saturated fats, right? And trans fats. For years, these trans fats were thought to be a wonderful breakthrough. You know, it wasn't a wonderful breakthrough for the health sciences, but the reason why they were allowed and put into food and so non-rigorously analyzed was because trans fats basically allowed food companies to produce food that did not spoil for years and years and years and years. The shelf life of a food made with a high amount of trans fats far surpasses that made with natural fats because trans fats are fully hydrogenated, hence the term as they also go by, which is hydrogenated fats. And hydrogenated basically means that they've been bombarded with hydrogens, so that the carbon chains are completely saturated, making a very, very stable fat. These very, very stable fats are not subject to the type of spoilage that normal fats are. Now, for a company that produces food products, the idea that your food can have a shelf life 10 to 20 times longer than that of the food you were producing before has huge appeal. You can store things for much longer. Things can sit on the shelf for much longer. Your aspect of profitability and waste, profitability goes up and waste goes way down. Now, what wasn't taken into consideration is the possibility, and there were people when hydrogenated fats were being introduced into our food supply who were basically warning us that hydrogenated fats are not a natural fat. They've never been seen by the human body, and there are potential ramifications as to this hydrogenated fat on our physiology. All of that was completely ignored, most likely because the food and food companies that were producing hydrogenated fats have a huge amount of influence on policymakers in Washington. So basically what happens, hydrogenated fats get deemed totally safe. They get introduced to foods. They're used, they're put in any kind of cracker. They're used in butter substitutes. I mean, they're used everywhere in all sorts of foods and told they're completely safe and we should consume them without any worry. And what happens 20 years later? We realize that hydrogenated fats have a very, very significant impact on the development of heart disease and hardening of the arteries. And what happens retrospectively 20 years later, we start pulling it off the market and basically, you know, regulatory agencies start saying, whoops, sorry, we slipped up there. Hydrogenated fats actually are very bad for you and you should not consume them. And now we're going through the process of banning them in our foods. So there's story after story as to why you need to fully be responsible for your own health and understand the concepts of what it means to be healthy. I truly feel you cannot trust your health to anybody outside of yourself. This is why using holistic health and using natural approaches to health, when you focus on diet and lifestyle and good quality food and avoiding prescription medications when you can, is so important in keeping your body where it should be, keeping your body optimally fit so that you can live longer, and not only live longer, but you can live more vibrantly for a longer period of time. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some other really interesting topics related to these aspects of what you've been told might be good for you that actually might not be. And you think you'd be really surprised about some of these things that you might be doing on an everyday basis you've been told have been safe but actually aren't. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We'll be back right after this break.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in probiotic supplements.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero. The show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located over in Bethesda, Maryland. And we're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to tune in live. Or you can actually stream the show on the website at www.money1260.com. This is a great way to listen if you're not available in your car or at your house. Maybe you're at work or somewhere where you don't have a radio but have a computer. Or for any people that are out of state or out of the area that you think might enjoy the content of our show, they can listen anywhere in the United States. Don't forget, my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week with another great show, so don't forget to tune in for her. Today we've been talking about sort of some controversy around specifically the Avandia drug that recently had a Senate Finance Committee report that was done on it, indicating that Avandia, that GlaxoSmithKline, the company that produces Avandia, buried a bunch of evidence showing that Avandia had increased rates of heart disease and heart attack in people. And this is also in light of the fact that there was a competitor drug, Actos, which does a very similar thing but did not come with those same risks. And really, the crux of what I'm trying to get at here is trying to help people understand the value of looking at health holistically. You know, these problems arise because at this point in time, I think there is a huge over-reliance on the information that we get from our doctors. Now, I'm not making a claim that we shouldn't trust our doctors. What I'm saying is that people don't question anything that they're being told to do. So if they have a health issue and they're being told that they need to take this drug to get that health issue under control, and their doctor tells them that it's safe and that it's what they should be doing, they do it without question, thinking that the drug companies and that the FDA and that the physician has done their due diligence and their homework to make sure that they're not getting put at a greater risk by taking this pharmaceutical or taking this drug to treat the problem, when the reality is that's not always the case. You can't produce drugs all the time with such specific and powerful mechanisms without the potential for creating serious side effects. And a lot of times we may understand what the side effects are by looking on the label, but you also have to understand that drug companies are for-profit companies. And there are going to be other instances, like in this instance and like in the instance in 2004 that I mentioned, where GlaxoSmithKline buried evidence related to the increased rate of suicide in young people taking antidepressants, that they're going to bury that type of research so that the FDA and physicians don't even know that that's an issue. So they don't even have all the information on the table to fully educate the patient about what should be happening. So it's not about not listening to your doctor, but what it's about, in my mind, is understanding the value of how natural therapies can prevent you from ending up down this road. And when I say natural therapies, I don't mean necessarily substituting the drug for a supplement. I mean looking at your health from a holistic perspective and understanding that type 2 diabetes is primarily a disease of lifestyle, and in the majority of the time is a reversible condition if somebody gets the right guidance in regards to lifestyle and exercise. And, you know, the problem is that let's say you're somebody out there who has type 2 diabetes and doesn't know what to do about it, right? And so you go to your doctor, you know that you're at a serious health risk for having this condition. So you go to your doctor, the one person who's out there, the one person who can possibly help with your condition, and their answer, of no fault of their own necessarily, is take this drug. This is what's going to help you. You're in a serious situation. If you don't get this under control, you're at risk for a lot of other problems. Your kidneys could fail. Your vision could fail. You might start losing sensation and feeling in your extremities and maybe have to have them amputated at some point. So, of course, you're going to take it. It's our system is set up, is not designed to support the type of health care necessary to create the outcomes that people deserve. Let's say you went to your doctor with type 2 diabetes and your doctor looked at you and instead of first recommending medication, he told you that your insurance plan would cover visits to a nutritionist or to a naturopathic doctor who is educated enough to help guide you with the right kind of foods to eat to help your body regain sensitivity to insulin, and that your insurance would also cover and your job would also support you to be able to go to a gym and work out and get proper coaching on exercise regimens so that you could lose the weight and that you could reverse this process naturally. Well, I mean, you know, would people be more willing to do it that way? Or what if the doctor told you he wasn't going to give you the drug until you did that, except unless it was an extremely extenuating circumstance? I mean, this is the type of situation that needs to be in place in order for the health of our country to improve. As long as we completely rely on for-profit companies, which is basically drug companies, to dictate what our health care is going to be, we're never going to get well. And the traditional physician model teaches doctors to be extremely astute diagnosticians, meaning that the medical training exposes potential doctors to a huge array of a vast amount of clinical presentations of illness and sickness. And they are trained unbelievably well in understanding the pathology of what goes wrong with the body, why it goes wrong, and how to identify it. So that if you go to your doctor and you say, and you present them with any type of symptom, they know very, very well exactly what test to run, exactly how to figure out what is wrong with your body. And that is a huge undertaking and is a huge strength of physicians in our culture today. The problem is that once they identify it, what tools do they have to fix it? I mean, look at it. The only thing that they're going to have to offer you is usually going to be some type of prescription medication or possibly a surgery. There is very little emphasis placed on lifestyle modification or trying to figure out and address the issue of what's wrong with your body in the first place and how can we try and produce a natural fix to this. And when I say natural, I want people to get out of the assumption that natural basically means taking an herb or taking a vitamin. Natural could mean literally you can make huge, huge inroads with health just by doing intensive therapies with diet and nutrition. And I don't mean, you know, diets of fasting for 30 days or extreme things like that. I'm talking about eating the right foods at the right times with the right balance of proteins and carbohydrates and balancing that with the right type of exercise regimen. The majority of health issues that Americans face and that Americans die from can be significantly impacted by diet and lifestyle changes. So, I mean, the Avandia situation, again, it just brings up this issue that as long as we put our health in somebody else's hands, and as long as, you know, we think that we can trust necessarily our government regulatory agencies to protect us, but I can tell you they don't. Do you know that to become a senator in this country, how much money you have to raise to fund your campaign in order to get elected into the Senate? If you have to raise that much money, you're going to owe people some favors. This is why big business and, you know, the biggest capitalistic businesses in our country have a huge amount of influence over our politicians. And in no way, shape, or form am I endorsing socialism or demoting capitalism. I am just saying that our government should be separate. But the way the government is set up, not necessarily the way our capitalistic society is set up, does not allow a separation between the businesses that have the most amount of money and the most amount of influence to significantly influence our public policy. And that happens on a daily basis. And it's going to trickle down right to your health, from the foods that you eat to the chemicals you're exposed to. Another recent breaking story has to do with the pesticide atrazine. Atrazine is a chemical used a lot with corn. They spray it twice a year usually. It's used with a couple other crops. It's used also in a lot of lawns and whatnot. Well, atrazine basically has been found to significantly increase the risk of a very specific kind of birth defect related to abnormal development of the intestines in the fetus, where the intestines actually develop outside of the abdominal wall. And now the lucky thing is most babies can get a surgery to fix it, so it's not life-threatening, but the surgeries that are used to fix it require surgery as soon as the baby's born and often result in long-term bowel problems as the person gets older. So basically, there was this county in Washington State, on eastern Washington State, that had higher rates of this birth defect than anywhere else in the country. It was like double the rates. So a bunch of epidemiologists decided to try and figure out what was going on, and what they traced it back to was very high levels of atrazine found in some of the drinking water and the exposure that these people were having, that people were living around these farms in eastern Washington that were being heavily sprayed with atrazine. Now, what does that mean? You know, I mean, most, you would think that if you could figure out a cause and effect relationship between a chemical and a significant health impact, because atrazine has also been linked to prostate cancer. Workers who work in a facility that produces atrazine have much higher rates of prostate cancer. You would think that there would be some type of action to protect the rest of the public, but everything happens very slowly. I mean, the EPA basically said, well, this might be an issue. Maybe we will start to formulate a new assessment about this chemical in 2010. So it may take them another 5 years to fully determine that atrazine actually has a problem, whereas in that time, the amount of people's lives ruined by exposure to this chemical will continue to rack up and rack up and rack up. And there are I mean, the chemical industry and the amount of chemicals we're exposed to, I believe, has a huge impact on a lot of the health issues that we're dealing with. And the quickness or the speediness of the FDA or the EPA to actually regulate these chemicals and potentially reduce our exposure to them is basically nil. So, all right, it's time to take another break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some ways that you can protect your body from some of these chemicals in your environment, and we're going to be talking about some other very hot issues in the news right now related to why you need to protect yourself and take your health into your own hands. This is Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacist, nutritionist, and herbalist, and naturopath. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels in normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries,
blech.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. Twin Lab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from Twin Lab, the most trusted name in vitamins. Twin Lab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green...
And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. I am a naturopathic doctor, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week. She's a nutritionist who's been working in this area for the last 25 years and has a wealth of knowledge and information. Definitely don't miss her show. If you're just tuning into today's show, I've been sort of harping on some of these aspects related to recent news about Avandia, a popular diabetes medication that is basically getting threatened to be pulled from the market. Apparently, the manufacturer of this medication, GlaxoSmithKline, has been suppressing data in regards to its effects on heart disease. And, you know, I was just basically talking about how important it is for you to understand that you need to put your health in your own hands. That the pharmaceutical companies and the way our medical system is set up, you're not necessarily going to be protected from issues like this. The way you can keep yourself protected from issues like this is by keeping yourself healthy. And the key to keeping yourself healthy is embracing some of the key core concepts associated with holistic medicine, which is basically good, sound, solid nutrition, good sleep, good exercise programs, respecting your body and understanding that anything you put in your body, whether it be a drug, a vitamin, an herb, has the potential for harm. And the drug companies basically, you know, are for-profit companies and stand to make a lot of money on these drugs. And I can't even say in their defense. I mean, they put huge amounts of money into research. And so when they come out with the medication, they need to recoup some of that money. But that does not in any way, shape, or form excuse hiding data that the drug may be significantly harmful for people, and bringing that to light when lots of people are getting hurt or injured. You know, I also want to say that I don't totally denounce drug companies. You know, I don't want, personally, as a naturopathic doctor, the responsibility of everybody's health issues in my hands. You know, natural medicine can't fix everything. And pharmaceutical therapy as well as surgical interventions have their definite merit and value. You know, my issue is that our society and our health care system is so skewed towards relying on pharmaceuticals and on standard Western medical approaches that it doesn't even, in the majority of cases, consider that a natural approach has any value at all. You know, the FDA really does not recognize that any type of vitamin, nutrient, supplement, or anything has a significant healing or restorative power on the body. If it did, it would regulate them and only make it available as a drug, which would basically limit its access, which is ridiculous. You know, there's a recent study done on brain-injured mice where mice were severely brain-injured. They were fed simple amino acids, branched-chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, and valine, these three specific amino acids that are precursors to some very important neurotransmitters like glutamate and GABA. And the mice that were supplemented with these amino acids, the mice that were brain-injured, showed basically almost a complete recovery of their brain injury versus the brain-injured mice that weren't given these branched-chain amino acids. The ones that they were given to basically were able to perform like the mice that weren't injured at all versus the mice that the brain-injured mice that weren't given this always showed deficits. Now, I mean, this is not something that's going to be recognized or even usually brought on the table for anybody with a traumatic brain injury unless you happen to be in the office of a physician who's aware of this and open-minded to the fact that natural therapies potentially have some benefit. You know, finally, we're starting to see some press about, you know, some important natural therapies like vitamin D. You know, vitamin D is coming to light as being a huge potential nutrient for preventing some very significant heart disease and other disease-related issues. You know, for a long time, we just considered or associated vitamin D with bone density because it helps our bodies absorb calcium. But what we're learning now is that vitamin D can significantly reduce the risk of certain types of cancer, specifically breast cancer, which is a huge epidemic in our society, which goes back to what I was talking about in the last segment, I think has a lot to do with chemical exposure and the amount of toxins that we're exposed to our environment, because most of the toxins or a huge percentage of the toxins that we're exposed to in our environment are what's considered xenoestrogens, meaning that they have the ability to influence the estrogen receptors in our body. And we know breast cancer in majority of cases is a hormone-sensitive cancer, meaning that when it gets exposed to estrogen, it proliferates extremely quickly. And these cancer cells develop these very specific mechanisms so that estrogen becomes a very strong stimulant for their growth. So, you know, I honestly believe that 50, 100 years from now, we'll understand and the science will clearly be there to prove that a lot of these environmental exposures and chemical exposures that we are exposed to every day are significantly contributing to many of the health issues that are plaguing our country and plaguing our people. So back to vitamin D, you know, we're also learning that vitamin D can lower blood pressure. We're also learning that vitamin D can lower certain rates of autoimmune disease. We also know that people in the highest percentile of vitamin D levels in their blood have their immune system works better and they are more resistant to cold and flu viruses. So, you know, we're starting to see a little bit of something with natural medicine being brought to light in one way, but I think that really pigeonholes it because that puts it in the perspective of a supplement. And supplements, unfortunately, I think leave a lot of room for debate because although there are a lot of really high quality, well-researched, good supplements and vitamins out there that play a very significant role in the natural health industry, there are really a lot of bad ones out there. And the supplement industry right now is in a sort of middle ground where we don't necessarily want that kind of oversight and regulation from the FDA because they are so stringent and want to control everything and keep things access so limited and access only through physicians that so many people would lose their personal right to have access to these things. But on the other side, the way they're classified right now, basically through the Deshea Act, which was passed, I think, in 1994, supplements are classified as a food. And what that sets up the problem for is very little regulation. So what you have to do with supplements and vitamins is understand that they have a huge potential for benefit, but you also have to know that you got to be responsible with them. And you need to be sourcing and getting guidance with your vitamins and supplements from somebody that knows what they're doing. And that's why Village Green is a great option for people, you know, because we got a lot of really educated people there, and we have the type of brands that we stock there as far as vitamins and supplements really represent the top notch as far as what is available out there as far as safety, good manufacturing practices, third-party testing, so no, you know, to guarantee no contaminants. So, I mean, in most of those types of situations, you're going to end up with something that is very safe. So there are so many different ways to naturally support your health. You know, one of the things that I really think is important in our society is minimizing your exposure to things that can very potentially become harmful very quickly. Now, this is going to be toxins, right? And when I say toxins, you know, it's a really broad term. There are so many different ways to classify it. These are the toxins that are found in your food. So these are going to be the pesticide residues and herbicide residues that end up on your vegetables and fruits. It's also going to be potentially the antibiotic residues and the steroid residues that are in the meat and the dairy products of the animals that you eat. These are all representative of toxins. These are things that are burdens to our body that when our physiological systems of our body evolved and were designed, these things were not present. So our bodies are now only learning how to deal with that. Now, evolutionarily, yeah, if we continue to be exposed to these toxins for a millennium onward, our bodies will probably develop the type of systems necessary to eliminate them and deal with them without any type of negative ramification. But do I want my body to be that guinea pig? I don't. So limiting your exposure to those kind of toxins. Other toxins, I'm going to classify pharmaceuticals as a toxin in this. Because pharmaceuticals, although they do have benefit, they do represent a toxic burden to your body. And we know by watching any type of television commercial for a pharmaceutical, we know that there are significant risks associated with it, right? This is the part of the TV commercial where they give you that long list of, you know, if you experience any symptoms related to sudden, you know, difficulty breathing or fainting or could lead to sudden death or could lead to, and the list goes on, we are acknowledging the fact that these medications have a very real risk of affecting some other type of organ system in our body besides the desired one. Meaning that if you're taking something for blood pressure, the physiological effect that that medication has in modulating your blood pressure, it also is going to have some type of effect on some other body system. And I mean, that's simply because we think we're smart right now as humans, and we think we're smart in our scientific advances, but we have nowhere even come close to unlocking the intricacies and the intelligence of what's happening in our cells, in our body, at any given second of time. Because if we did, we'd be able to make pharmaceutical compounds that did not cause these other problems. We see it as, here is a mechanism in the body that's causing an elevation, let's say, in blood pressure. Or this is, let's say, the Avandia type 2 diabetes, a mechanism that's causing this blood pressure this blood sugar to be elevated. We're going to give a medication that's going to shut down that pathway. And it does take a lot of wonderful scientific advances and research and study and lots of brilliant people to figure out that pathway and figure out what type of substance is going to shut that pathway down. Where we start to look dumb is that it doesn't, anytime you shut down one pathway, that substance that does that is going to affect lots of other pathways and lots of other things that happen in the regulatory system of the body. And this is why side effects from medications occur. It would be great if we could create things so specific and were so intelligently designed in line with the intelligence of our body that didn't happen. But we can't do that yet. Now, you know, when you get into natural therapies, you end up with sometimes less potent substances. Like, let's say when you're using botanical medicine, you know, it may not be as potent as a pharmaceutical, but it seems that because it is still taken from the natural world, which our bodies are related to in some way as a plant, I mean, genetically we're not related, but we've evolved in the same type of natural environment, the potential for side effects seems to be less because the action of the natural substance seems to be more in harmony with the physiological intelligence of our body. But of course, as I said, they're less potent. So depending on where you are in that spectrum of disease, a botanical therapy may or may not be appropriate for you, you know, and that also comes in combination with what else are you doing for your health. So I'm on this topic of minimizing exposure as much as possible. I've covered toxins in our environment from our food, and I've covered pharmaceuticals. When I come back from the break, I'm going to talk about a few other forms of toxins that you might be exposed to that you might not be thinking about and ways to protect yourself from them. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com, available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. I am a naturopathic doctor. Don't forget to tune in to next week's show. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be here sharing with you a wealth of information regarding health and wellness. Today's show has been really just about taking back your health, understanding that your health lies in your hands. Really kick things off with the Avandia scandal that's in the news right now regarding data that GlaxoSmithKline, the producer of Avandia, buried about Avandia causing some serious increased risks of heart attack in individuals. And that just kicked off a whole bunch of questions and debate in my mind about what we're doing in our healthcare system and what you need to do to take your health into your own hands. And at the end of the last segment, I was talking about, you know, one of the important ways to take your health into your own hands, in my opinion, is to reduce your exposure to toxins. And when I say reduce your exposure to toxins, I talked about toxins in your food. So these are pesticides and herbicides that are on your food, as well as hormones and antibiotic residues that get in your food. So how do you do that? Well, you start eating organic, right? Or you start eating foods that have less of that on it. Because although the EPA says that the level of toxins that you're exposed to in the food is not significant, it does not have a significant impact on human health. I don't believe it. I talked earlier in the show about atrazine, and atrazine being this chemical that causes this very specific type of birth defect and increased rates of prostate cancer, right? They've shown that people who live near areas that are heavily sprayed with atrazine have offspring or have babies that have a much higher rate of this birth defect. So, you know, we don't know a lot about how these chemicals influence our body. You know, there's no chemical companies don't have to put out any kind of data as far as how to test for these chemicals in somebody's body, right? So they can produce them, but they don't have to figure out how to test for them in a person. And although each individual low level may be safe, meaning that if you were exposed to a low level of one type of chemical, yes, it may be safe. We have no idea what the safety data is when you combine hundreds and thousands of these chemicals at the same time, which is exactly what's happening in your body. Every day you're exposed to hundreds of thousands of different chemicals all the time. The average woman, I believe, puts up to 350 different artificial chemicals on her face every day, just in her makeup and cleaning products. That's huge. I mean, this goes into the aspect of parabens, right? Now there's new research about parabens. Parabens were deemed safe, rushed to the market, no problem. They're a wonderful preservative used in a lot of makeups and soaps, right? So the manufacturing companies love them because their stuff can sit on the shelf for longer. But there wasn't much data about them. So they said, well, they're probably safe, right? There are a few people who were saying, maybe we should look into a little bit further. Well, now there's a whole new reinvestigation about parabens because it turns out parabens strongly or potentially, not strongly, they weakly influence estrogen receptors. Whether it's strong or weak, it's an extra influence on a type of hormone receptor that is closely associated with the cancer. Breast cancer, one of the most common cancers that we deal with. So now everybody's, there's a new investigation into how safe are parabens. That debate is not really going on much in the U.S. It's going on more in Europe. You know, in the U.S., we probably won't lock onto it for a long time until it's proven somewhere else to be unsafe. So, you know, you really have to think about what you're putting on your body. I tell people with their body care products, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your body. You know, if it's going to poison you if you take it internally, you probably don't want it on your skin, considering about 75% of everything you put on your skin is absorbed. Also, you know, minimize your exposure by minimizing your exposure to other toxins like pharmaceuticals. Try to take natural approaches to dealing with your health issues in a responsible manner. I am not advocating that you avoid your doctor, you know, and avoid medications at the risk of dying of the disease that the medication could fix. What I'm advocating is open your eyes and understand that there are well-qualified, well-trained people out there who can help get you improvements in your health and deal with your health issues without using pharmaceuticals if you are willing to do the work. Now, there are people, you may not be a candidate for this, and as I said earlier in the show, I am not against pharmaceuticals when they are needed, but we have way too much of a reliance to go to them as the first line. So understand that there are options. You know, keeping yourself healthy does another thing. It keeps you out of the hospital. Do you know that 48,000 people every year die from infections acquired in the hospital? These are infections that are specific to the hospital, meaning that if you weren't in the hospital, you wouldn't get them. That's 50,000 people every year. That's more people than that die from HIV in this country. Every year die from infections that could be avoided. They're obtained because you end up in the hospital. Now, of course, you can't always avoid being in the hospital, but the healthier you keep yourself, the more likely you are to avoid that, especially as you get older and as your tolerance to health challenges gets less. The healthier and stronger you are, the more likely you are able to get through something without landing yourself in the hospital. And I have seen that personally happen numerous times where people end up with a significant health issue that lands them in the hospital. And once they're in the hospital, that's where things really go downhill because that's where the invasive procedures start, the catheterizations, the heavy drugs, heavy medications, high doses of antibiotics to try and get something that's gone out of control under control. And whenever you start implementing those more invasive therapies, you are putting the body at a greater risk of not being able to tolerate them or creating other problems. So keeping yourself as healthy as possible is a great way to avoid landing yourself in the hospital and avoiding these potential risks. And that has nothing to do with how just basic hospital policy and improvements in hospital policy could greatly reduce these kind of infections. And that was another recent story that was just put out, another recent finding, basically saying that there are lots of procedures that can be put into effect to reduce some of these hospital-related infections, even things as simple as washing your hands every time they enter your room. You should ask your doctor or the hospital's rate of bloodstream infections. It should be at or below one infection per 1,000 catheters a day, because catheterization is a huge instigator of hospital-related infections that often end up in blood infections and death. It's a huge part of that 48,000 people that die each year. So, you know, the other aspect is avoiding toxins in your home. People don't necessarily think about the glass cleaner that they're using, or the floor cleaner that they're using, or the bleach that they're using. You know, these things are toxic. They do influence your body and put an increased load on your detoxification systems, primarily your liver. So we know that people, when higher amounts of pesticides are used in a home, children who live in that home have a higher rate of bloodborne cancers like leukemia. So ant sprays, other pesticides, you know, just regular things that people don't think twice about using in their house do have a significant potential toxic effect. And we've traced that back to a very, very real issue, which is childhood cancers, which is, oh, I mean, heartbreaking, absolutely heart-wrenching. And you could avoid that if you just use natural means to control insect populations in your home. Other aspects related to the furniture, carpets you put in your home, the paints that you use on your walls, these things off-gas, they have a potential toxic burden. The air pollution, even in the worst city in the United States, is usually not as bad as the air pollution in an average home, because our windows are so sealed, our homes are so airtight, and the amount of toxic things we bring into our home is so high. Even having a lawn company that comes and sprays pesticide on your lawn, well, what happens? Your child goes out, they play in the lawn, the dog goes through the lawn, it gets on their paws, it gets on their shoes, they walk in the house, they don't take their shoes off. The dogs, you know, they're not wearing shoes, so their paws come right in, track it all over the floor, you drop some food on the floor, ends up in your mouth. I mean, this is how it happens. There are ways to insulate yourself from this without becoming a total recluse. You just have to understand that these toxins are real, that their threat is potentially real, and that by avoiding them, you can potentially reduce the risk of contracting and having some of the diseases that really plague our country. And this is not even counting all of the aspects of related to other, you know, things with diet and lifestyle. So, I mean, that's pretty much my show today, you know, just talking to you about opening your eyes and understanding that natural therapies have answers, that looking at this movement of natural health has very, very real answers for improving your quality of life, and that you need to understand you can't always trust what your doctor tells you, not because your doctor is wrong, but because the system that your doctor is working within is not always out there for your best interest, evidenced by these drug companies that bury data that they know can negatively influence your health. So don't forget, if you've never been to the Village Green, stop on in. We're located over on West Cedar Lane and have a have a wealth of knowledge of herbalists, nutritionists, people who can help you figure out more natural strategies to dealing with your health issues, and even just more natural strategies to living healthier. So don't forget to tune in next week. This has been Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Thanks for your ear, and I'll see you all in a couple weeks.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260. WWR.